what's the vibe like coming back and, you know, being able to get on the field today? Obviously, the coaching staff here.
Vibe is good. Energy is high. Anytime you get a chance to get back to football, you guys are just excited. You know, you find yourself sitting in the meeting room. You know how long those meetings can get during the year, but right now it's fresh, and you know, just excited to be back.
Can you give us a little insight into what Coach Nagy is like? Maybe changes or, you know, his energy, his vibe.
Detail. That was my first impression of Nagy. Just very obsessive about being detailed and having us be detailed and you know, watching his morning meetings. You know, you always get a good feel for a coach when how he addresses the entire team. And you know, he makes sure he hits all his points. He has little cue cards out and making sure that he gets everybody in line and you know, knowing what we got for the day and stuff like that. He's just very I wouldn't say OCD yet, but he's very detailed.
What was the main message last week when you guys kicked it off? I mean, he was detailed about it, but what was the thrust of the message?
Last week?
Yeah.
You know, just getting guys back, getting guys in line for what we got coming up. Really, you know, just planning the rest of our OTAs. You know, this is the preliminary part, and you know, just we're getting back to getting on the field, so just getting us prepped. Definitely. Anybody that, you know, coaches the Bears has to, you know, talk about the rich history that the Bears have, especially on defense, and, you know, just living up to a certain standard that was set long before we got here.
Benefit is it having Vic back and all the defensive assistants for you guys to take the next step?
Oh man, no new install. So I thought, right? You know, just familiar faces for him, right? And knowing our strengths and our weaknesses. So I think that we're going to be even more tailored to our personnel, honestly. And, you know, just knowing what guys are good at. And I think that's going to be a benefit for us.
How much does that help you as a veteran that doesn't have to learn a new system? Oh,
man, I look at some of those offensive guys and I feel bad for them because they got to go put a whole nother new system in. And, you know, just being an older guy and not having to, you know, things just, you recall things a little bit faster because you've been through it now going on my third year in the system. So,
how closely do you pay attention to the roster moves? And that's all slowed down, but when it was starting up, like, how, you know, do you keep a close eye on it or were you kind of... Yeah. Find out once a day?
I find out just as fast as everybody else, I guess. But, you know, I see we got some speed on offense, so I'm happy about that. Got some good guys to catch the ball. That's important. I think that's a, you know, an area of improvement for us. I think that, you know, just anytime you're adding good pieces like that, I think it should benefit us.
Most of those moves have been on the offensive side of the ball. It's a lot of the same faces for you guys on the defense. Do you feel like you built a good foundation last year that you can grow upon with those guys?
Because we're ill on defense already. No, I'm playing. No, just honestly, I think that that's how they approached it. And, you know, that's way above my pay grade, honestly. But I would just say that, you know, I think our defense has a good foundation. And just keep building on that and getting better. Top 10 last year, looking for top 5.
Do you care about the draft or do you get into the mock drafts about what your team might do?
I hate the draft. Somebody come to replace me. Yeah, but I haven't watched the draft since I was in it, put it that way. But you know, it's I have a firm no talking to rookies policy. So we'll see.
Team, if you guys are a top 5 defense, what has to happen for that to take place?
I think early when I said just us being more tailored to the personnel that we have, I think that's going to be a huge benefit. I think that, you know, guys like myself going into our third year in the defense, me, Danny, other guys on the defense, Floyd. You know, just guys that you've seen it once, you saw it again, right? And now I think we're going to be just a little bit better.
Does Mitch seem any different to you being no longer a rookie? I guess you're talking to him now, but taking ownership of being the quarterback with Mike
Vaughn. Oh, most definitely. Just a little bit more vibrant in the locker room. His voice is just a little bit more heard. last year, not really knowing, you know, what the NFL was like. I think that this year he has a firm grasp on who he has to be for our team to be successful.
Where can the rest of the leadership come from on this team?
Guys, I got to step up. I talked to a guy the other day, Nick, and our middle linebacker, and just knowing what role that he can play in this defense, and you know, just younger guys like that are going to get a chance to really show what they have. I think it's going to be big. The Hall, other guys, it's going to be helpful.
You mentioned Maggie's issue. Is there a specific example that stood out to you that you mentioned something that you thought, wow, that is detailed maybe more so than other people you've been around?
I'm a people reader. So my first thing was seeing the cue cards, like seeing the cards. Like he's like, okay, I'm not going to miss anything in this meeting. You know what I mean? And I think that's just you know, the attentiveness it takes to make sure that you go over everything that we have for the rest of the OTAs in a morning meeting. It's probably, you know, strenuous. So I think that that was the best example of him being detailed to me.
This is the first time he's really worked with, have had to work with the defense too. What have the interactions been like between him and kind of the guys in the defensive rooms?
Oh, really good, really good. You always want to get in good with the new coach, right? But I would say that, you know, he's I think that Vic is going to be our biggest voice, right, on defense, as he has been in the past. And going forward, yet another one of those things that's above my pay grade.
What was your reaction in January when you realized Vic was coming back?
I was juiced. I texted him right away because I was excited. I mean, it's a nerve-wracking, like, time for us, you know, just not knowing what's going to happen, you know, in the front office and stuff like that as a player. You know, you don't have any involvement in that, but you're excited when you get a guy back like that.
What did you enjoy most in your time around playing for?
No BS. Just to the point. Either you did it or you didn't, right? He's, you know, he's not afraid to call you out. He's not afraid to pull you to the side. You know, it just depends on what's needed of you during that week or that game, you know? And, you know, me and him always have a little side thing on as far as, you know, meeting certain goals and stuff like that. And I really embrace him as our defensive coordinator and my defensive coordinator. So.
Side thing?
Side thing. I can't tell you everything, dude. But what I say is that he's always pushing me, you know, and I appreciate that. Somebody that believes in you. I think that's been one of the biggest turning points in my career is just having – a defensive staff and a personnel department that believes in me. And you know, when somebody believes in you, it just pushes you that much harder.
What do you think the defense still needs to add, whether it's to the draft or you guys?
I don't like the draft, dude. What I would say is that, you know, I always like to see the same faces. I'm kind of, you know, I'm superstitious, but I'm also, I like things to stay the same to an extent. So I like to see the same faces and have that camaraderie already built up with the guys. And, you know, you just have to, you know, bring that together and do it even better. But it's inevitable. You know, there's going to be change, and guys are going to come in, and they have to assimilate and make our defense better.
Hakeem, what are you expecting from Jonathan Bullard this year? Can he step in and replace Mitch Unwin?
Most definitely. There's no question in my mind that he has the talent. And you know, one thing that he's picked up as of late and last year as well is just his work ethic, right? I think that he now knows what it means, you know, to be in the NFL. You can be here today, gone tomorrow. So you got to be able to put your best foot forward at any moment. And I think that he's really – I think that he's ready to take on that position.
The Bears defense was the only one in the top 10 last year without a Pro Bowl player. Who on this defense can change that?
Who on this defense? There's a lot of guys, right? You know, some – have deserved it in the past, but you know it's a part of the game, right? So sometimes it boils down to who's the most popular. You know, I think that one of my personal favorites for Pro Bowl this year is Floyd. It's his time, right? It's his time to bounce back and take over and be the type of rusher that I know he can be. Yeah, I'm excited for him. You said two questions. I'm teasing. No, I'm juiced. Okay, so growing up, I always watched football, right, since I was 12 years old. And, you know, watching those guys run around those orange jerseys, I always had a, you know, oh, I can't wait to wear that one day. So I was juiced about it. I thought we might get a chance last year or whenever, but we're getting one this year, so excited.